They were very heavy and slowed him down. Just as Atalanta was about to catch up with him, he dropped one of his golden apples. "What is this beauty?" cried Atalanta as she picked up the apples. "I've never seen anything prettier." Suddenly, she remembered she was in a race and rushed off carrying the apple with her. When she was about to catch up with Milanion, he dropped another apple. "Oh," Atalanta cried, "here is another beauty. You must be pouring golden apples today." Just then, a racer passed by her and realized she was behind. So carrying the two golden apples, she made her way back to the front. Atalanta was just about to catch up with Milanion again when he dropped the third golden apple, and finally all the weight was off and the gold had gone, and rushed to the finishing line as fast as he could. Atalanta saw the third golden apple and sighed. "I cannot resist these beauties, but they are getting heavier. I will have to run as fast as I can now to win." She picked up the third golden apple and used all her power to carry the three golden apples with her to the finishing line. But when she reached it, Milanion had already won. At first, Atalanta wondered how could that be, and then she realized that it was Milanion who dropped the three golden apples to distract her. She had mixed feelings. She was angry that she was tricked, but happy that she had a husband. She looked at Milanion and realized he was smiling at her, and finally found herself smiling back at him. From that moment, she found herself loving him exactly the same way that he was loving her. Suddenly, she realized the crowd were not cheering and clapping. "Why do you not clap and cheer for my new husband?" she asked kindly, but irritated inside. One of the crowd members spoke up. "Now the races will stop, and we will not be able to run and compete with you anymore. We will miss these races, and we are sad that this is over." "What nonsense," Atalanta laughed. "These races will carry on forever. I will have a stadium built for us, and we will name them the Olympics, and we will create our own games and activities." Now all the crowd was cheering and clapping, and that's how the Olympics were brought to us. Atalanta and Milanion were married a few days after the race and had three children, who gave their three children the three golden apples, who gave it to their children, who gave it to theirs. And somewhere in the world, those golden apples lay deep under the ground, where they will be found. The end.